Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to wait to get into the Lion stuff, see if any DJ Reader news trickles out. That's who they were hosting. Again, another player with an injury profile, but he's a good player. So we'll wait and see. But Rico has kind of a combo meal. Now, I'm basically going to leave until 3 o'clock. Because if I start talking about this, I'm just going to get angry. I'm going to get angry at a coworker. And then I'm going to get angry at whatever process they use to credential people. And I'm going to get upset because, again, why did Roberto create a song called Limp Bleep City? This is exactly the type of stuff I can't handle. And a coworker did it. Just couldn't, in an A to B conversation, see his way to the conclusion. He couldn't do it. Had to throw in caveats. Had to dip his toe in the water for, I don't know what, fear of reprisal? So I'm going to let Rico do his damn thing because on a serious note, Rico has a very personal angle to it. And then I may rejoin when we get to the part about my coworker because I just can't take certain things. So here's Rico Beard, everybody.
No. It wasn't the coworker that asked that question.
No, I got a problem with what he wrote. That chicken bleep.
No, Mike, I want
chicken
you,
bleep column.
I want you to participate in this column that Wojo wrote.
And horrible.
I think Wojo is the sentiment of everybody, even though Michigan only won 8 games this year. Sounds like Juwan Howard's coming back. Now, why? I have no idea. I don't know why you would want him back. But nothing that happened in this athletic department in U of M has made sense to me all season long, from your point guard being halfway pregnant to now it sounds as if they're going to treat this year like a COVID year. Because Juwan had the heart surgery, they're not counting this season. That's what it sounds like. And Wojo wrote an article. If you're a Michigan fan, I would be upset. I would be angry because you need to move on. Because you don't have a future coming down the line. There's other teams. Rutgers, you look at their recruiting class, it's like number 2 in the nation. They're going to be good. They suck this year. Michigan, you suck this year, and I don't think it's going to be better. Mike, they won 3 games. They were 3-1 to start off the season. I think they finished 5-23.
That's correct. It's the worst season in school history. They were awful. He was completely outmatched. They never had halftime adjustments. They got their doors blown out in the second half of games routinely.
His press conferences were bizarro world where he told the people of Illinois, you're welcome because I didn't take Terrence Shannon from you.
So do you want to start with your part and then I'll get to the Wojo part?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, why don't you do your part? Because we just gave you the backdrop. Michigan, and I know no fan wanted them to win last night. I know you're done. You're tired. You're exhausted. You want the season over. Hey, shout out. So do I with my team. The point is, how do we end up with this as a question at the postgame press conference?
Folks, recorder, coach, I'm right here. First of all, we're praying for you that your health will
improve. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that, man.
There's 3 black coaches in this conference, and throughout the season, each one of you has been put on a hot seat by the white media. I'm hoping that you survive this, but because we know black coaches sometimes don't.
Thank you.
But can you speak on just the fact that the 3 of you are doing the job that you've been hired to do, representing as coaches? There was black kids in the stands today that got to see you coach. and we'll see the other two black coaches during this tournament. Can you just speak on that?
That was a real question at the press conference. That's not doctored audio. This is where we are, that there are some who feel like Juwan Howard should be back. I think that's the most ridiculous question I've heard in my life. Because when you break it down, Juwan, you won 8 games. You didn't preface that, whoever asked that question. I wish I could credit that person, but I don't know who it was. Now, to Juwan's credit, he deflected from that ridiculousness, okay? As I stated earlier this week, is there injustice in the world? Absolutely. Is everything an injustice? No, it's not. Going 8-24, that's just bad coaching. If you are a white coach and you go 8-24, you're going to get asked the same questions. Ben Johnson from the Minnesota head coach, they just lost to Michigan State. He's had 3 straight losing seasons. That's why he's on a hot seat. Mike Woodson, coaches for Indiana. Indiana basketball, either you're winning the national title or the season's a failure. He knew that taking the job. That's why he's on the hot seat. Juwan Howard, you're on the hot seat because you're 8-24. You're not on the hot seat because of the color. It's not the white media. And oh, by the way.
You missed the tournament with lottery picks.
Yeah, you had 2 lottery picks. No, you had 2 lottery picks and Hunter Dickinson. And you still didn't make the tournament. But that's not because, yeah. Oh, by the way, there was a coach who did get fired. Chris Holtman, Ohio State, he was white. Where that question came from, don't know. Ridiculous. Never should have been asked. They should have taken the microphone from that man. Juwan should have just stopped him halfway through the question. But, bro, get to your question. Get to your question.
Get to the Wojo part. Wojo writes that it's complicated with Juwan Howard. And then if he were in charge, he probably would. No. There's no probably. There's nothing to talk about. Juwan Howard should be fired. Full stop. End. There's nothing complicated. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about the health.
No. When your football team almost doubled the amount of victories the basketball team had, that's problematic.
Right, it's the worst season in school history. The recruiting is off the rails. They had Hunter Dickinson last year. They had first-round draft picks last year. Didn't make tourney. And come on, man. This is why we are Cialis City. Nobody can write the column that just says Juwan Howard, stink, fired, out. It's not a crime. The data's there to back it up. He won with Beeline's players. Kudos. He had a great recruiting class that underachieved. Then he totally wasted a team last year, and this year's the worst season in school history. End. Goodbye. But nobody can write it.
No.
And after the post game, that's the type of question it gets asked.
Right, because I think if you're an NCAA team, you should probably steer away from former NBA players who have no coaching experience. Not working out with Juwan. Didn't work out with Patrick Ewing. Stackhouse just got fired from Vandy.
And Penny Hardaway stinks.
And Penny Hardaway, yeah, not that great. You may want to steer away. Oh, we'll just get the former player and he'll fix everything. That's not how it works. This team, this fan base deserves better.
I have a question. I mean this. What is complicated about Juwan Howard's job status, if you're a fan? How Wojo can say it's complicated? Well, I don't get to make the call, but if I did, I'd probably just write the words. If it were my decision, I'd fire him. It sucks. Hell, I don't care if Bob says he likes Juwan. It doesn't matter to me. It's the worst season in school history. Where are the recruits? Where's the product? It's multiple years of underachievement. And frankly, a guy who looks completely overmatched. What's their record in one possession games? Like 1-15?
Yeah.
How'd they look in the second half this year? Every game.
It was automatic money. They would be up, take the money line, the opposing team. And other than Wisconsin, Michigan lost every game.
What are we doing? What is wrong with people?
Because. Okay, get your chair drop ready.
No,
here's
I'm not
why.
No.
Here's
I'm not
why. Gonna do it. Because if you say mean things about Juwan this year, you look like a pariah because
Why?
He had the heart surgery.
I don't care.
And you don't look like you're sympathetic.
No, I'm not.
And you look like you just don't care.
No,
you
I'm
only
not.
Care
because
about
guess
sports.
What? Mark D'Antonio had a heart attack in the middle of the season. Did we not continue to talk about game-to-game decisions being made and his performance as head coach?
All right.
I don't care. Okay?
Bruh,
my middle name's Pariah. I don't care.
The man was on the sidelines. And then, even when he was available to coach, he punted coaching one day and let the real coach of the team and Phil Martelli do it. I don't want to hear it.
No, I mean, even this, his entire personality is just like, I don't know what's going on with Juwan. I mean, coming to his press conferences, you know what? You see this stat? If Hart was a stat, we would have won the game. Juwan, you lost by 20.
Yeah, it's not, and you didn't. Look at the program health. Look at every metric you measure a coach by. And then you get the columnist in this city who we work with. I mean, occasionally we work with, because I don't even know if Bob works here anymore. You can't just write Juwan should be fired. Why am I reading articles talking about, well, you know, Juwan, he's got a vision for how he's going to fix this thing. What? 8-24? That's la-la land.
Oh, Mike, if you listen to this, Juwan fully believes he's coming back. Well, he talks the future.
I don't understand it, and that's where I would love to hear from Michigan fan.
I remember telling David, and David was like, no, he's not. And then finally Dave was like, yeah, you're right.
And the thing that would bother me the most with a question like that in the postgame, if I were a black man, you're cheapening race. You are cheapening instances of racism.
Because you're basically saying it's okay to only win 8 games because it's black kids in the stands. And it's like,
tremendous.
No, if you're bad, you're bad.
Oh, and there are 3 black coaches who are all in the hot seat. Yeah, all 3 happened under a chief. Now, Ben Johnson may have saved his gig by having, wait for it, a winning season. Mike Woodson is at the Alabama, at least in their mind, of college basketball. Indiana, without a run, won't even make the tourney. Growing up, it was unthinkable for Indiana to not be in the tourney. They were a power.
Right.
They have expectations of being a power. John Calipari's on the hot seat. They're ranked. They might win the SEC tournament. Why? Because he had the audacity to lose like 3 games at Rupp.
Right.
But
this guy came out, and when I heard the question, I thought it was, I'm like, okay, somebody just put that audio in there. No, that was real audio. That was a real question. I'll give Juwan credit. He kind of brushed it off and just was like, yeah, you know, and talked about his team. It had nothing to do with people coming after you because, oh, by the way, Chris Holtmann, Ohio State coach, fired.
And he probably got a raw deal.
He did. And they actually started winning after they fired him.
But he's a white guy.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that doesn't fit the question. So here's the deal. We'll throw the number out. We wanted to get this out of the way. I have nothing to say about Michigan State. I did not celebrate today. I think if you are, you're a moron. I think this ridiculous tournament streak has poisoned your level of expectation. Do whatever you want. I don't have to throw a sprinkle party.
Ski you, Ma.
Exactly. But I'd love to hear from Michigan fan on it.
I've never heard so many ski you mocks in my life.
How is there any doubt about what should happen with Juwan Howard? How is Wojo's column real? How is it even a question whether the man should be fired or not? I don't know what planet I live on. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the Lions in the 3 o'clock. I also have some sound for you on Javi Baez. Oh. And I think it's a step in the right direction.
Javi or Harvey?
Both.
Ooh.
We'll get to that later on as well. Rico, Church.
Ski you, Ma.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I don't understand what people are afraid of saying. Coach A, regardless of race, awful, fired, end. There's no need to play games. There's no need to couch the statement. Find me a Michigan basketball fan who still has a positive approval rating of Juwan Howard or a positive approval rating of the direction of the program.
You didn't even win double-digit games. You know how hard that is in college basketball because you're going to play 15 cupcakes, 10 to 15 cupcakes a year. Not just non-cupcakes. Like, how did you manage to do this?
You
started the year off 3-1.
It makes no sense to me. None of it. None of it. And I don't want to hear you played ball there 30 years ago. Guess what? Kenny Payne just got fired at Louisville. Yeah. He brought them a national title, something Juwan never did. Don't want to hear it.
No, why Kenny Payne got fired.
Because Kenny Payne was awful. Go to Danny, 97.1. Hi, Danny.
Hey, what's going on, Mike Rico? Hey,
what's Danny. Up, D? How you doing?
Hey, good. So I am a Michigan fan, and I cannot stand that they're even hemming and hawing about this. This is a guy that came in, had B-lines guys, went to the Elite Eight, Sweet 16 with B-lines guys. He hasn't really recruited. His team gave up on him this year. Halfway through the season, like, I knew almost every single time that I could put money on the money line after the half, and like 98% of the time I was hitting that, even if Michigan was winning by five or tied. They just gave up, and there's nothing there in their recruiting going on to where I'm like, wow, you've got an awesome recruiting class. You've got all this stuff going on.
Right.
I don't care. You've got Mr. Basketball coming in. You know, next year.
Basketball in the state of Michigan doesn't mean a damn thing anymore. Yeah. The state is a wasteland for high school ball.
Danny, I don't think that Fat's going to help this team out a ton next year.
No, it's not. So I would, if I was them, I would cut ties. But of course, Ward Manuel's gutless and he'll probably keep them. And hell, he might even extend them because you never know because Ward is crazy too.
But that's the other thing. I'm sorry, just real quick, fellas. Michigan, last I checked, they're not in the top 30 in recruiting.
No.
Come on.
Yeah. No, Mike, that's just it. You don't have that awesome class to say, okay, this year was a blip on the radar, but just wait until next year. No, I think that if you're Ward Manuel, you're looking at this year almost COVID-like. Well, because you had the heart surgery, Juwan, we're going to let this year go. We're not going to count this year. And next year is the year. I mean, it was just bizarre behavior. Like the whole, my point guard is halfway suspended. What do you mean halfway? Well, he can only play at home. Can't play on the road. Well, why not just suspend him the whole time?
Because he looked in his eyes.
Yeah.
And he said he's a good kid.
So was he dealing with a heart issue when at the end of last season, there was nothing on the recruiting trail? There was nothing there coming for the season? Was he dealing with a heart issue then? Because I don't think he was. Recruiting was all year round, and he was doing nothing. And then he had a heart issue. So for that alone, I would fire him. That alone.
Well, David, this is your team, man. So I take it you're not feeling like Wojo, where, you know, we got to let this thing, like Jansen, got to let it play out.
I'm not letting anything play out. It's played out. He's played out.
And again, I don't want to hear about, like, legends. Kenny Payne was a starter for the 86 national title team for Louisville. He just got unceremoniously dumped, and he took over a far worse situation in Juwan. What are we talking about?
Yeah, it's in Louisville, you got to win.
It's cut and dry. Go to George, 97.1. Hey, George, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Just wanted to real quick touch on a point that I don't know has been brought up recently. But, you know, obviously, I think as a Michigan fan, I think Juwan should have been fired after the slap. That was such a huge embarrassment to all of us. but nobody's really talking about the nepotism. I mean, he chucks Jet Howard in, who's not a point guard, as essentially the point guard last year at the expense of the whole team. And now this strength and conditioning coach thing comes out where he's, again, picking his son over the entire team, and it just makes me sick.
Great point, George. A guy that has, you know what, he's been a pillar of Michigan basketball and just the and training facility. And that's the other reason. When he said, I just resigned, that told me, he was told privately, oh, Juwan's coming back. Because it was probably one of those, either I come back or he comes back. Well, we're going to bring back Juwan. Okay, well, I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Yep.
And again, that's a guy who was allegedly on a zero tolerance policy.
And if you can't sit here and say, well, we don't have any proof because state-of-the-art facilities have cameras everywhere now. So somebody saw and heard what happened.
And if you believe he should be back, just tell us why. I mean, we're only going to dedicate a couple segments to it. There's nothing to talk about Michigan State. They'll be Purdue's dinner tomorrow. But like that Juwan presser last night, the Wojo column today, I'm going, we got to do two segments on this. 8-24, and there's a question about whether he's getting fired?
David, I want to ask you a question because you're a Michigan fan.
Oh.
Is it the fact that Michigan doesn't care because they're still hungover from winning football? And football is all that matters. So you know what? Let's just go ahead and pop in that DVD or download the Washington game, watch us get the trophy, and that's all that really matters at the university. Anything else that happens, everybody gets a pass. That's the gift from the football program. We don't care about anything you guys do this year. Mulligan, everybody, don't care.
That's part of it. I also think the legend part is a bigger part of it. I'm giving it 50-50 on that. They don't want to get rid of a legend, and Manuel doesn't want to be the one to do it.
But he was a tainted legend that you took down said it didn't happen.
Ward and Michigan fans don't see him as a tainted legend. They see him as a legend, period.
But can I say it again? How many legends get fired when you don't perform? The answer is all of them. All of them.
I mean, if Georgetown can fire
Patrick Ewing,
who won you a title.
St. John's fired Chris Mullin.
Right. I mean, Ewing put Georgetown on the map. No one knew where Georgetown was.
Yeah, you have to go back to 2000, but Houston fired Clyde Drexler.
Sure.
I mean,
happens
all the time.
The time. Okay. People are calling. I mean, I'm down. We can talk about it. I have no issue.
Right.
I just see it as cut and dry.
Very. Oh, by the way, before you start to tell them something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Joey Bosa is back with the Chargers. They restructured the deal.
It's almost as if the salary cap's not real.
What are you talking about? You have to save all your money, Mike, for a rainy day.
Listen, if the Lions sign DJ Reader, I will be able to be tolerant of the offseason. That's not happy. That's not throwing a parade. I'm trying here, okay?
Does DJ Reader have to go up to Brad and Brad says, sell me this pin? I actually watched it.
He probably has to say, sell me that your quad is still attached.
Sell me that quad.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter.
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
But go ahead, David. What are people saying here?
I swear, sometimes I get tired of my own people with this because I'm black whining. Howard is not a good coach. That's all. James in Redford.
If you missed the start of the show, the post game last night was a circus. And one of the questions asked was one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. I don't know how the microphone wasn't taken away. But the idea that Juwan Howard or any Big Ten coach is under fire because of their race, yet the only coach fired was a white guy, it's asinine. It's insulting. And really, I don't even understand after going 8-24 why it's a question for this guy. Right. You could be white, black, you could be maroon, glow-in-the-dark turquoise, you could be a Klingon from Rico's favorite show, Star Trek. You're fired. Race doesn't even enter the discussion.
Right.
You could be whatever SpongeBob is, and you're fired.
You win, people like you.
Who's his friend, the calamari? Fired.
You win. I mean, Hubert Davis had pressure. Wasn't doing too well at North Carolina. Turned it around. Started winning. Funny thing. That happened.
Guess what? If John Shire doesn't start going to Final Fours, if John Shire doesn't get it rolling, guess what'll happen? And John Shire's got maybe the best recruiting class I've ever seen on planet Earth coming in next year. If John Shire is a couple years here, well, let's say Duke gets aced out early this year, and next year they fall flat. You know what you're going to hear? John Shire's on the hot seat.
Yeah.
Former player, disciple of Coach K, one of K's favorite people. They'll fire his ass.
8-24. Why is this even a question?
I don't know.
8-24. You literally get off the plane, hop in the car with a box in your hand, and you just start taking stuff out of your office.
They should have done
because you're just waiting for the phone to ring.
They should have done him like Utah State with the women's coach.
Right.
They fired her ass in the locker room.
So, Coach, what's next year going to look like? Well,
I don't know. I just got canned.
They won't be in next year. I was told I'm not coming back. So
that was unbelievable. They asked the question, how are you going to rebuild? She goes, I won't be.
Right.
I just got fired.
Why would you let her get up at the podium?
I don't know.
Right.
But it was awesome.
It was. It was amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I got fired, so it'll be somebody else.
Yeah,
that's
a YP, not an MP.
Right.
Let's go to Tyler, 97.1. Tyler, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, guys. Just got to mind me. I'm driving through Georgia. About to come back home tomorrow.
Okay, welcome.
Be safe.
Be safe. What's on your mind? What do you got?
So, let me tell you guys a story. I'm at a bar last night in Auburn, Alabama, getting ready to watch this basketball game that was supposed to be a basketball game. And by halftime, I'm being laughed out the door because I'm a Michigan fan wearing Michigan gear. It is shameful. Now, this reporter might call me a racist because I'm white, but Juwan Howard needs to be fired out the door right now. If he is back next season, I don't know what's going to happen. He's regressed every single year that he has been a Michigan head coach. Every single year.
Yeah, they've gone from first to worst. They've gone from first to worst over a three-year period. It's been a steady decline. And Tyler, the reality is, unless Rico wants to tell me otherwise, the recruiting has declined with it. And as much as I make fun of recruiting, where you'll have grown men upending their day about some 17-year-old's decision, it is the lifeblood of a program over the long haul, and more specifically with college basketball, where one great player can carry you to, at minimum, an NCAA tournament.
Right.
I mean, look at the driving force behind North Carolina this year. It's RJ Davis, freshman. Yes, Armando Bacot is a stud. But the reality is, without that perimeter play, without that level of explosiveness, North Carolina would be fighting to get in.
And I don't think that Darrell Brooks or Fat Brooks is going to come in and actually get this thing going.
This kid's name is Fat Brooks?
Yeah, it's his name, Fat.
Fat.
P-H.
So it's not like Bull Bull?
No. No, but that's his nickname is Fat.
Okay, no, I thought the player's name was literally, because I was thinking Bull Bull.
No.
Or like Taco Fall. When you
Darrell
said
Brooks.
Fat, I'm like, all right, it must be like...
No.
you know, they went international for the player. I don't know.
No.
So his nickname is Fat Fat.
Right, right. Grand Rapids Catholic Central.
See, that's like Butta Johnson for UAB. Now, if you get Butta Johnson and Fat Fat McGee or whatever this guy's name is, now we're cooking.
Fat Fat McGee.
now we're cooking. But what a backcourt. It's Butta and Fat Fat.
I don't think that he's a one-and-done type player. So,
alrighty then. Let's go to Ron, 97.1. Ron, how you doing today?
Ronnie.
Good.
Hey. What's going on, Ron?
My there's Juan. It's been a couple of years since I talked to you, Mike. Man, what's going on?
Oh, what's happening, Juan?
Welcome back. How are you? And I'm sorry Kenny butchered your name. That's one, Kenny.
that's cool. I'm good. But, yeah, when Juwan Howard first got hired, I was looking at the hire like, I don't know, man. I'm like, maybe he needs to start small. And now it's showing that he should have started small because – it seems like the job is too big for him. I haven't watched the game in like 2 years because I just seen it happening. Like, this is just not good basketball. He's, but he just got to go, man. It's just not a good look.
No, and I mean, Juan, I think the thing, look, man, I know I'm hard on my program, but like Michigan, when he took this thing over, I can say it, and there's no smarm. You were one of the 10 best programs in America over the course of a decade. John Beilein had put Michigan back on the map, kept him there.
He showed that they were a viable option, that you could go and win. He went to national title games. He won Final Fours. I mean, I used to joke, like, maybe the Mr. March moniker is in the wrong city because he was winning. He was doing things in the tournament. And then it just went backwards.
Yeah, but it was with Beilein's players. It's not with his players. It's like, I don't know. Like, if you know what you're doing,
I think the warning sign had to be having three NBA players last year and not making the NCAA tournament. That is just a huge problem. You had lottery talent the year prior and didn't get a whole hell of a lot done. It's just a steady decline, and let's face it, and guilty. I got bamboozled during the fake year.
COVID.
His only success came in an outer space season where no fans were allowed. Call it. I got duped too because I went, oops, I may have missed this Juwan thing. Because I told you when you hired him, I go, this is a joke. You go from Beilein to this.
Yeah.
And then I said, you know what? Hey, I got that one wrong. I ended up not because the only success he had was in the bubble. Or whatever we're calling that year.
Because, yeah, it's been a steady decline. You won 8 games. That's it.
Dude, you're out here looking like DePaul. Just stop.
Right. And if I told you at the beginning of the year when you were 3-1 and you were, like, getting votes for the top 25.
It's like the Pistons.
Yeah.
If I told you after they beat the Bulls, surviving a Zach LaVine 50-burger, you're 2-1, that you would end up 3-30, you'd be like, stop.
Yeah, I'll take that bet.
Not possible.
Right. That's what it feels like.
Hey, Michigan fan, you're going to lose 24 of your next 29 games. That's not possible.
It's not even like you got this.
And here's
great
other thing I'd like to state for the record. This is also the worst Big Ten of my lifetime. I have never seen the conference top to bottom a worse caliber of basketball.
Because you have new teams there. Mike, let me help you out. Two teams that normally play on Wednesday, the night that most people don't realize the Big Ten tournament starts.
Northwestern and Nebraska.
Are in the double bye. Oops. They don't play until tomorrow.
You hit the bell for yourself right there. You earned that one, Buckaroo. Let's go to David. Shout out Fat Fat. Let's go to David, 97.1. What's up, David? How you doing?
Not too bad, man. How you guys doing?
Excellent. Hey. What's on your mind?
Nothing other than the fact that Michigan should be firing their head coach and their AD is too gutless to do it. I've called in here a couple different times, even last year, even, and said Juwan should be fired, but he wanted to hold on to him then because of a recruiting class and Dickinson and a litany of other excuses that mean hell beans to nobody.
Things and stuff.
Now, yeah, right. He's an ex-player, and he played for the Fab Five, and that means what today? Absolutely nothing. I'm tired of watching a team go out there and look absolutely brainless clueless and like they've never been taught basketball before. There was a play two games ago where there was a fast break for the opposing team. The guard that went back to stop it just literally just stopped, letting go before the three-point line, just let him go into the bucket. That stuff had been happening all year long. Michigan is an abysmal number since going to the Elite Eight and losing to UCLA with D-line's players. He did absolutely nothing here except bring in one class. And like you said, Mike, numerous times already, that they underachieved. They had an All-American Hunter Dickinson that they did absolutely nothing with and probably ruined his career, by the way. I'm tired of the whole thing. It makes me sick. I can't wait till September for football season.
Yep.
And there was a time I was calling for Harbaugh too. So I'm not special fan or anything.
No. But David, here's the bottom line. You let somebody hang around long enough, they may end up turning it around, but you're paid to perform. You're not wrong.
But maybe for Michigan fans, David may have hit upon something is that you guys wanted Harbaugh gone, but he fixed it, won you a title.
The difference is he was still winning 80% of his games. He just couldn't beat Ohio State, and he was .500 against bad MSU.
This is for you, buddy.
You know my reaction to that?
Oh!
Thank you, brother. We're praying for you.
Yeah, let's talk about those Chargers for a second.
Yeah.
Everyone expected him to release maybe three players. They only released one, restructured the others. I haven't done anything for Keenan Allen yet. We'll see what happens with him. But let's just preach again. The salary cap isn't real. I mean, what?
And again, I'm not telling you can't get in bad cap situations. The Giants were in one a couple of years ago. But you got to work really hard and be really irresponsible for a really long time to get there. I think the salary cap in the NFL is one of the biggest jokes in the entire sport. Kansas City magically opening up $21.6 million by redoing Mahomes' deal. Yeah, they'll pay the piper down the line, but it lets them keep Snead. The Chargers, the reports a week ago, there's just no way that they'll be able to keep Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa. Cutscene, we're keeping them both.
Yeah, it's just funny because it's almost like teams are run by freshmen in college who are trying to pay seven different credit card bills. And you somehow find a way each month to say, okay, everybody happy? Good. See you in 30 days. Because you find money. Okay, what if we restructured this? What if I take it from here and move it from there?
I mean, case in point, the Giants have been on a spending spree, whether it's advisable, inadvisable. If they redo Dexter Lawrence and Andrew Thomas's deal, they create almost $40 million in immediate cap. Now, that's not what I would do. I don't think there's any combination of players that could save my team. I'm making a point to you. Fans need to cool out here locally. Your team is run very responsibly. You are in no danger of losing anyone.
You have a surplus of cash. You notice what you don't hear? You don't have to restructure anybody's deal in Detroit. You're sitting on cash, which is why I've been so just saying you need to go out there and spend some money. Don't be cheap. Be a big boy. Be a big boy.
Well, guys, free agency started. Well, the tampering period started on Monday at noon. And the rules are you are not supposed to be in contact with the player. You're only supposed to contact the player's agent, or if they don't have an agent, you can then contact the player. Well, because of that, Atlanta and Philly is being investigated by the NFL for tampering, and here's why. Kirk Cousins did it for Atlanta. He spoke in his introductory press conference yesterday and said how he spoke to the team trainer. Well, sorry, sir, you're not supposed to do that. And Philadelphia is under investigation because Penn State head coach James Franklin said at a presser that Saquon Barkley, he talked about Saquon Barkley with Howie Roseman this week for a sales pitch, where you're not supposed to do that either.
Yeah, I don't care.
We all know this all
happens. This happens, is ridiculous.
Right? Yeah.
I'm a Giants fan, and it's ridiculous. I don't care.
See, here's the problem.
Legal tampering, and then you want to try to invoke a tampering rule. Just stop.
The problem is this. There's no repercussions. So I tamper. I get slapped on the wrist. Maybe I lose a seventh-round pick. Okay, worth it for a guy that probably wasn't going to make the team anyway. So, yeah. Now, when you come out there and start saying, if you get caught for tampering, not only does the player go back to the team, but you lose a first-round pick, Trust me, nobody's going to tamper.
That's the old Detroit Pistons thing. Remember when they talked to Joe Smith?
Yeah.
Tampering. He went back, and they lost a first-round pick or something like that. So
if the NFL really wants to fix this problem, it's that easy because picks are highly regarded. Take away a first-round, even a second-round selection is gone. That's a starter in today's NFL.
So let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons for a quick second. They have traded Desmond Ridder to the Arizona Cardinals for Rondell Moore, a very rare player-for-player deal with no picks involved here. But I'm going to talk about Atlanta and how great their offense looks right now.
I was about to say, Atlanta kind of made out in that deal. Rondell Moore was just kind of stuck out in the desert on a bad team. But now, think about this, David. He may become like the fourth option. So, yeah, you're going to get the third corner trying to cover Rondell Moore. Good luck with that.
Yeah, they got Moore. They got Mooney. They got Drake London. They got Pitts. They have Bijan Robinson.
So, he may be the fifth option.
And look.
So, he may get a linebacker.
And I mean, Ron, let's not get carried away, but I'm with Rico in this regard. If your fourth receiver brings in 50 catches, 500, 600 yards, 5 or 6 TDs, I'm with Rico on this. Rondell Moore is never going to be the guy we saw that magical night against Ohio State.
No.
But
if that's your fourth or fifth best guy, you're living a good life.
I'll say it again, and maybe I'm a prisoner of the moment here. I feel like Atlanta got a hell of a lot better, and people don't want to admit it. The only thing that held them back from being a nightmare to deal with was just even acceptable quarterback play. Kirk Cousins is very much more than acceptable. They are a team that, yeah, I think they're going to be a pain in the ass.
Well, Rico, we spoke too fast yesterday in the Football Today. We talked about you getting a linebacker, Eric Kendricks, for the 49ers.
Bastard.
Well, he changed his mind. He changed his mind and signed with Dallas instead.
Oh, man. I'm like, oh, okay, we're going back to the 90s now where you're stealing each other's free agents. I saw that. He's probably going to play a whole lot more in Dallas.
That's it.
Seriously, all joking aside, Dallas has not made any moves. All of a sudden, Jerry Jones woke up and said, whoa, I forgot. We got to make a move. He went there. He was going to be Greenlaw's place filler. In Dallas, he's going to actually play. Put him in there out there with Micah Parsons. It works. It fits. I don't like it, but I get it.
So let's close it out with this here because we're coming up close on the owners' meeting the end of March, and the Indianapolis Colts have proposed an NFL rule change to allow challenges on penalties in the final 2 minutes. Interesting note here is they weren't the only team to put their name on the proposal. The Detroit Lions also put their name on this proposal. Do you like the idea of being able to do that?
Anything that stops the game more, I'm done with. I understand locally there's a bias and a rightful one based on how you got screwed in Dallas. But guys, I can't do any more to 4-hour football games. I want to be able to watch it, evaluate what I just saw, celebrate or get angry, depending on what I've bet on, and move forward. Do you know what kills me? The play stoppages, and then by the time you figure out what happened, you're not even happy anymore.
See, here's the thing. No, it's not the play stoppages. It's the things that when I can see it on my TV, okay, that's the call. But you got all the 8 refs huddled around a cell phone trying to figure out what's going on. Hey, use those gigantic jumbotrons. Show everybody what they're watching because we're all watching it anyway. And it'll go a lot faster. I'm okay with getting a call right because there's no difference, Mike, between a game that lasts 3 hours and 50 minutes and a game that lasts 4 hours and 5 minutes. But they got the correct call. I'm okay with that.
I know my truth.
So.
And that is.
No.
Well, no, you can't do that without doing this.
Rumor has it, David, what do I always say?
Don't draft wide receivers?
No,
running backs?
No, wide receivers. You don't pay them.
Oh, you don't pay wide receivers.
You don't pay wide receivers, and it looks like the 49ers may be in that boat. Rumor has it, Brandon Ayuk and the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Niners and Jaguars are talking a trade to send him to go to be the main guy for your beloved quarterback, Trevor Lawrence.
By the way, fun note. The Tennessee Titans didn't want to pay A.J. Brown, so they traded him, only to take A.J. Brown's money and hand it to Calvin Ridley a year later.
So,
keep on keeping on, but Hillbilly City. My God.
Ayuk's a stud. No, I'm saying to Jacksonville.
Love it.
Win for them.
Stud.
Looks like Niners may get a second round pick.
Oh, 100%. Okay. He's a stud. I love him. And I think in Jacksonville's offense, where they're going to go more vertical, I love it, dude. But again, when is Jacksonville fixing their O-line?
Yeah, they may not get the ball to him because whatever. That is in football today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.